This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts. All the single ladies.
I'm riding solo. Welcome to The Single Life, where we delve into everything to do with being fun, fabulous, and single in this fast-paced world.
And welcome to another evening of The Single Life, 10 p.m. on Joy 94.9. I'm MDK. I've got a JPW.
Hello.
Greetings. How are you?
Oh, yeah, I'm very good, thank you.
Hey, he didn't say hola.
We've cut that. We've moved on.
Thank God. I can't say it anymore. I'm not allowed. I've been banned.
And that's Tanya, for anyone that's thinking, who is that? Hello.
Hi.
Because she wasn't in last week. We ditched her.
Yeah, she. I think she might needed a holiday. Maybe a
well,
couple
after
of dates,
the Jason Derulo day, well, we needed some time out.
I asked Michelle for another chance.
Time out. I said no. Now she's worked her way back in the studio.
Yeah. And your heart.
Well, actually, she just turned up.
Well,
she turned up, to be
we
honest.
We felt sorry for her, so she's in the studio tonight.
Thanks, guys.
And we've also got a VIP guest all the way from Canada. Ooh. We've got Aaron.
Hi.
Hey.
How are you?
We wanted someone with a bit of an accent, so we got you in. We found Aaron on the street.
And the Barry White voice.
Oh, I don't know about that. No,
no. Don't talk him up yet, Tanya. Don't talk him up. So, yeah, we've got a new friend, because we like to mix it up in here, as always, and talk about things that we love having people that are single. And those that are in relationships as well. And Aaron is in a relationship.
Oh,
I am.
But we'll talk a bit more about that later. So okay. What are we talking about tonight, friends?
Oh, I love this. Come on. Oh, I need you to say it.
We're talking about the things you do for love.
Okay, let's go. You lay your bets and then you pay the price. The things we do for love. The things we do for love. Kill it.
I am tone deaf. So, yeah, that's what we're talking about tonight. But first of all, I want to talk about the week that was. We know that Tanya wasn't in last week, so let's catch up on if she's had any dating success.
Well, Michelle, I think it's more important that we might get some of the people to message in and tell us about the crazy things they did for love while we talk to Tanya.
Yeah, definitely. So if you've done anything crazy in your love dating game, love life,
spam us.
Please do. You can SMS 0427 Joy 949, phone 1300 Joy 949, or email
on air at joy.org.au.
Where's Jerry this week?
Oh, he's headed up to Byron, I think.
Oh. He's loved up in Byron,
don't,
I think.
Don't call tonight.
Don't come a knocking when that caravan's a rocking. Look out.
But it's not only the crazy things that you've done for love. If someone's done something crazy for you, SMS in.
Yeah, come
or
on.
Email. Keep yeah, we want to hear those stories.
In. Yep.
Because I'm sure we've got a few in here.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Definitely.
I've got a few in here.
Let's hear from Tanya first. Tanya, I know we had our Jason Derulo date.
Well, look, before the date even started, I was scolded. So,
see, I do not like to be kept waiting. I'll tell you that now, my friend.
Even though I sent Michelle a message saying I will be late, it's still...
You sent it at about 15 minutes before you're meant to get there. Don't be on time. I'm running late.
Michelle just wanted me to get there early because she couldn't wait to see me. So.
I know. I wanted to have some pre-drinks with you, get you by myself, get some alone time. Ooh, but that did not happen.
Look, I did everything a good date would. I paid. I showed her how to use her phone. You know.
All right. So I'll be honest. I won the tickets. They were free tickets. We got there and we found out there was a free beverage. yeah. for everyone attended.
Well, we almost didn't get in because
I wasn't on the guest list. That was embarrassing.
You know what, guys? That seems to be a little bit of a pattern in Tanya's dating life. It seems to be like, you know, budget or cut cost or free drinks.
Hang on. Ow. Cut cost? Michelle doesn't pay for anything. Come on.
I pay for anything?
I paid for everything, and that includes, well, that is the coat room.
And you paid $2 per item for the coat room.
And I didn't have to, let me tell you that.
Yeah, she didn't have to. That was nice.
And I gave my date my drink. We got a Jason Derulo free drink. So.
A lemonade?
No.
Alcohol.
It was a house wine.
Okay.
Only the
classy.
Best. Yeah, only the best.
Always classy.
We thought because we were VIPs we were going to get free coat room, but it didn't happen.
Yeah. So. We got a bit excited.
We're not good enough.
Pretty much all you got, let me guess, you got the lanyard and that was it, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, well.
That's pretty lame.
Tanya paid for the cloakroom and, you know, that was it.
Mm.
Look, we watched Jason Derulo for half an hour and then we left.
Tanya, that's a sign of a pretty, pretty crap date.
What do you mean?
You know what? You got to pull your socks up.
She had a good time.
No. Look at her. She looks horrified. And it's been almost 2 weeks.
She provided
the tickets too.
She was having a great time. She was.
Yeah, Jason Derulo was on stage. Have you seen his biceps?
All right.
Oh my God.
So it sounds like it was a good night then.
Yeah, it was a great night. We had our photo on the website.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Okay.
Oh, fire.
On that radio station.
Sorry.
I don't want to give too much away, but things got really awkward at the end of the night when Michelle proposed. So, it was...
You only had one drink. Yeah, impossible.
I wanted Bryn Edelston to propose to me.
Yeah, Bryn was there.
And things got really awkward.
Aaron, have you heard of Bryn since you're foreign?
I have, actually.
You have? Okay, yeah. Everyone's heard of Bryn.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's as far as our celebrity goes in Australia. We've got Bryn.
Who's Bryn? Hang on, explain this to me. Or have we not got time?
Oh, do we really want to
explain what?
Okay,
Well, let's move on.
She's a minor celebrity or a person who is going out. She's going out with a rich guy.
Yeah, probably. I don't even care.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
And welcome back to The Single Life, where we're talking about the things you do for love.
The things we do for love. Oh, sorry.
Oh, that was worse than mine.
There goes my career.
So, John, have you done anything great for love?
Well, I have travelled across a state. I drove all the way from Melbourne to Adelaide to go see my beloved.
Pete.
Yeah.
Pete, if you're listening, hello.
I don't know if that's lame or if it's cool, but...
It's lame because you could have flown.
Yeah, I could have flown. Basically.
Did he know you were coming?
He did know I was coming. And I was kind of calling him the whole way in my car phone. Of course, if you just want to tell us if what I've just done is a bit lame for love, you can SMS us 0427JOY949. If you think I am awesome for driving from one capital city to the next for love, then you can email onair@joy.org.au.
Oh, it's not all about you, John. If you actually have a story about you've done for love, why don't you SMS or email on those details that Johnny mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
So we have had some SMSs in.
Oh, yeah.
So we've got one here. It says, on a first date, a guy I was seeing took me to his favourite restaurant. I don't know if that's amazing. And it was probably the worst food I've ever had. But I told him it was so good.
Oh, yeah.
So it wouldn't hurt his feelings or ruin the date.
What a sacrifice that is.
We've been together for 4 years now and I'm still pretending that I like that. He takes me there on special occasions. Oh, God.
I love that face that people pull when they're pretending like they love food and they really hate it. It's like, nom, nom,
but
nom.
It just proves.
And the eyes are just traumatized. I love it.
It just proves it doesn't matter where you go or what you eat. It's if the person is special. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, and you'll just
say.
Well
said,
yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
Very true.
Definitely.
Thank you. Yeah, sometimes you've got to take one for the team.
That doesn't mean the hostel is
coming,
amazing.
This is coming from a woman who doesn't even pay for her hotel room. So I've just got to say.
Can't be calling me cheap now. You know, being a connoisseur of food myself, I think it's important. If you're going to eat crap food, it's all in the name of love, then just take one for the team, guys. It's important. You've got to enjoy, pretend to enjoy that food. put on a brave face. That's all I'm saying.
But if you never want to see them again, then you just go out the bathroom window.
What happens if you've got food poisoning? Oh, that was amazing.
Haven't you seen what's that movie, Along Came Polly, where Ben Stiller, he gets food poisoning from the Indian food?
Yeah.
And there was that other one,
Bridesmaids, where they all were going for the dress fitting and they all got food poisoning.
I don't think any of us will forget that.
I can never erase those memories from my mind. Disgusting.
Well, let's read a few more SMSs. Megan says, all I've managed to supposedly do for love is a string of fails. Oh, Megan.
Come on. You got to woman it up a bit.
We expect something exciting and positive next week, please. Get out there this week.
I say generally.
Do something crazy for love.
If you want to approach it the right way, just say to yourself, Megan, you can never change the wind, but you can always set your sails. So just set yourself up to win. Don't expect yourself to lose every time.
Thank you, Dr. Phil. Now, I've got a text here from Susan. It says, I flew to another country to confess my feelings to a Swedish girl before I left Europe.
What happened?
Hopefully she'll text
Susan,
back.
Susan, can you message back? I want to know what
Michelle's
happened.
Michelle's hooked on your story.
Clearly you're not in Sweden. So.
You know, Susan, I did have a similar story where I hopped in my Datsun 120Y and drove from Brisbane to Toowoomba to go see someone.
Going all out.
Yeah, the old Dado. It was a beautiful car too. It was a lovely bronze colour, just speeding up, following my heart.
Oh, love
awesomely
it.
Lame.
Oh. Isn't that just for like driving from Brisbane to the Gold Coast or something?
Yeah, well,
it's a 20-minute drive.
No, it was an hour, the car was prone to overheating, so you'd often see me on the side of the road trying to flag down traffic.
Oh, God. I once had a boyfriend who drove in the middle of the night from Dandenong to Frankston to leave something on a present on my car.
Oh,
like
was
a little
it a
love
brick?
Note. No, just driving at night from Dandenong to Frankston. And back is dangerous, so...
Well, and every bit in between. I'm surprised he had a car by the end of the trip.
We've got a message here from Johnny Lemon, my new co-host.
My nemesis.
I mean, it says, Johnny says, I've never done anything crazy for love, only crazy stuff for revenge after the relationships fell apart.
Oh, dear.
We like that.
Well, that's the things we do for revenge.
Yeah. Mm.
It says one of my dates had a bird poop on his face, so I cleaned his face with the inside of my shirt. He was clean and I had bird poop rubbing against my stomach inside my shirt. I didn't even get a thank you shag. Oh, Johnny.
You didn't even get
that's
a...
That's sad.
Hang on, did you say thank you shag?
Yes.
So he was expecting...
He got nothing but
in
bird
return,
poop.
Of wiping bird poop off this potential suitor's face, he was expecting a shag.
Yeah, and he got nothing.
Because do you know what? There's nothing more erotic than, you know, erasing excrement off your partner's face. Look, that just
yeah, because that
going.
Happens so often. Susan's texted in again.
Yeah.
She said the girl was surprised and flattered, but long distance is a bummer. So obviously it didn't work out.
Oh, well.
It's okay.
Flattered.
At least she tried.
Would you buy her a Coke or something?
And that's the spirit of it. You've got to give it a go.
Yeah, definitely. Now, Aaron, you look like a man of international history.
Yeah.
Have you got any stories? What have you done for love?
Actually, it's more what my partner did for me.
Ooh, talk to us.
Oh, okay.
Basically, my partner and I met in Canada.
Yeah.
And he was visiting some friends over there. Yeah. And he brought up the idea of bringing me over here.
Oh, my God.
Here I am for the second time now, actually.
He flew you over.
Yeah.
We love that.
Yeah.
See, international love does work.
Very, very
keep trying.
Michelle's
yes,
just excited. Because yep. She's like, where can I get a man with money like that?
Oh, it's not the money. It's not
it's
the money.
Not about, Tanya, it's not about the money.
Oh, yeah, that's
it's not
right.
About
it's
money.
Not about the money. We just got to our date.
Not about the price tags.
We just got to our date and she's like, you're paying for the drinks.
I never said that.
Oh, yeah.
I never said that. Mm. Once I found out they were for free, I just demanded yours, okay?
So tell me, how did you guys meet? Like, was it, did you meet over, like, while you were in your respective countries, or was it a holiday romance?
It was a holiday romance, really, yeah.
He was
visiting a friend that he grew up with here in Melbourne.
Okay.
She had moved over there. She met some guy randomly on Facebook, blah, blah, blah. And
hang on, randomly met someone on Facebook,
yes,
blah, blah, blah. That sounds like another story, doesn't it?
I'm only saying blah, blah, blah because I don't know how it all came to be.
Okay.
It's great, but I don't know all the details.
Yeah.
And just going home one night from work or whatever on a certain app of some sort, and saw this picture of a rather good looking Aussie ginger bear of sorts or whatever, and decided to
ginger
say hi.
Bear.
Oh. Yeah. Like, my little Aussie ginger bear.
Ginger
bear. Yeah. Yeah.
In Australia, we don't like ginger bears, do we?
Oh.
So they've gone overseas. He's gone overseas and found you.
Hmm.
No, it's not that we don't like ginger bears. We just made one our prime minister, that's all.
Yeah, well, that's true. Don't want to talk about that. But yeah, he was there, and I just decided to say hi. But the only reason we ended up meeting, really, was that while he was staying at his friend's place, bit of a dodgy neighborhood, a lot like Dandenong at night, actually.
Oh, God.
Went downstairs to do his laundry, came back down probably about an hour, hour and a half later after playing some video games or whatever. All of his stuff was gone. So he's telling me this entire story while we're talking on this app of whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
And I said, well, look, you know, nothing, I wasn't thinking of what could happen or I had anything, any target or whatever in my mind.
Yeah.
But I just thought, you know, I'll take you out shopping tomorrow, I'll at least get you some clothes so you're sorted.
So you're just being nice, basically.
Yeah. And it ended up being our first date. We went out for dinner and I took him walking down the beach and stuff. It was really, really good.
Oh,
you
know, wow.
Here we are,
that's
engaged,
so romantic.
And everything. So
that's really
awesome.
Romantic.
Yeah. Yeah.
All because his clothes were stolen?
Yeah.
You found the love.
Yeah,
of
I want to go
life.
Thank the guy that stole his clothes, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah, because it wouldn't have happened.
No.
If his clothes hadn't been stolen, you probably wouldn't have met the. You may have met, but in different circumstances.
Exactly. It wouldn't be the same.
Yeah.
It really wouldn't be.
It's sliding doors. Oh, hang on. Did I just plug a movie? I did, didn't I?
Oh, you did.
It's a common phrase. It's all
yeah.
right.
Yeah, sliding doors.
Yep.
I love it. It's
so
a great
romantic.
Story.
Yeah.
I love people that have stories.
And it's kind of along that same theme of your holiday romance in Greece.
No,
that we love
not
to talk
really.
About.
No, we've moved on. Greece is in
you
the past, John.
You only get a story if you go on more than one day.
That was
Michelle,
3 episodes ago.
Michelle's like, get out after
you know,
the first day.
You know, it's the only time I see you uncomfortable, MDK, is when we start talking about that holiday you took in Greece. And can I also point out, while you're looking rather uncomfortable, that your microphone is not only erect tonight, but it's
what?
Actually on
Ooh.
The side a little bit.
Oh,
I don't know
gosh.
How you even manage that.
This show's not about me. I'm getting really nervous.
You've got to just straighten it up. Like, I don't know what's going on here, but you've got to sort it out.
All right. Well, let's get back to the things you do for love. So if anyone else has a fun story about the things that they've done for love, SMS 0427 joy 949 or email on air at joy.org.au. I'm really keen to have a song that Aaron's
okay.
chosen.
Yep, okay.
Why don't we? Yes. Bit right. of an international flavour maybe? No. What are we playing? We're playing The Secret Life of Us.
That's right.
Which, and tell us a little bit about this song. Why do you want to play this song tonight?
I don't know. The song has nothing to do with my partner and I, really, but it just reminds me of him for some reason every
yeah.
time.
Are you guys Mr. and Mr. Smith?
We do have a little bit of a life like that on the side, actually.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Won't get into that, but
that's
yeah.
another episode.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll bring you in another time to talk about that sort of thing.
Ease up, Turbo.
Let's get into it.
Right.
The Secret Life of Us.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
And welcome back to The Single Life. Well, we're talking about the things you do for love.
Mm-hmm.
So if anyone else out there has a story of things that they've done for love, crazy things, SMS 0427 joy 949 or email on air at joy.org.au.
So and actually, one thing that has happened, but not via those normal means, is I've received a picture message via Snapchat.
I think you mean Snapchat.
Oh,
Snapchat.
Yeah.
Snapchat.
it rhyme?
It was just a picture of Tim on his date. So that's a bit exciting. He's on a date at the moment.
Yeah, because Jason from Preston has SMS'd in and said, where is Tim?
Oh, Tim's indisposed.
Oh, Tim is out on date number...
Was it three?
I don't know.
It's getting serious, though.
It's very serious. He's rejected us.
For the
Something
gays.
You should not do is reject your friends when a person comes into your life, and Tim has done that. So
I must say, for the gays, second, third, fourth date, it's getting really serious by that point.
Yep.
If they're calling it dates, then they're going to be bringing a suitcase on that fourth date. I guarantee it.
Oh, God. Is that why Tim moved house the other week?
Yep.
Was he moving into the guy's house?
He could be, too.
Jeez, you hauling already.
Wow.
I love it.
So we've had a few more SMSs in.
Oh, it's going mad, isn't it?
I know, it's going great guns. Brady's messaging and says, I've never been in love.
Oh,
we need to hook that boy up.
Do you know what, bro? It's like I've seen so many of your messages come through, and look, I'm going to call you out right at this very point in this show. You message us a lot, and I think
you should come on.
Yeah, the system works. Whatever you are, whatever you identify as, straight, gay, LGBTIQ, whatever it is, Michelle can hook you up. She has skills. The only person she doesn't seem to be able to sort out is herself.
I can help boys. I just can't help girls. Mm. Everyone who does come on this show, though, seems to get hooked up. So, Tanya, just keep pursuing. Keep coming in here.
Just keep trying.
Don't give up, honey.
It may happen for you. just want to give a big shout out as well to Aaron's partner, Scott, who's listening.
Hi,
we love that story. So, like I was saying, if anyone else has got a fun story about the things that they've done for love, please SMS 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au.
Oh, for goodness sake, say the numbers properly, MDK. No one can hear you.
Oh, sorry. 0427JOY949 is the SMS email onair@joy.org.au.
Are you enunciating until you feel silly by any chance?
Yes, I am. So it's very clear. Right.
It's nice to see you using your epiglottis.
That sounds wrong.
So you can message in just like Megan and Johnny, was it?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So okay. Megan has said, sorry, John, I've done more than that for a band, 3 states in 3 days. So she's bagging out your driving to Adelaide.
Oh, dear. Oh.
Also, I realize it's a competition. But
Megan also says, the best I can do is not make a big ass of out of myself as I did on Monday. Megan, please elaborate.
Yeah.
We'd love to know what you're talking about.
Stop teasing us.
I know. Give us all the details. And Johnny's messaging, Johnny Lemon,
this guy is on fire, isn't he?
Oh, he is. Johnny says, come on, cleaning poop face is so chivalrous. I should have just left him filthy up his own shirt.
Oh, yeah. That's probably the better way. Just use their own shirt. And anyway, don't they say that when you get pooped on by a bird, it's good luck? Isn't that true?
Well, wasn't good luck
maybe
in
not
Johnny's
on the face.
Case? Yeah.
I'm not so sure about that one. Yeah.
On the face is probably not ideal.
No, it's a bad sign, really.
It's meant to be on the shoulder. That's the good luck.
I understand, because often when you do chivalrous things for girls, they don't even notice. So, yeah, I understand, Johnny, that you've pooed up your shirt.
What have you done that's chivalrous, Tanya?
Oh, you know. I've opened the odd car door.
I once had to climb in a car window on a date because the door wouldn't open.
What? I had a car accident and we all had to get in my side.
Was this your car?
It's common.
Was this your car?
No, that was not my car. I was on a date with a 19-year-old and he told me he was 28, so I got all excited. I was 26 at the time and he picked me up in the car and I had to actually climb in the window.
Oh. Was it a dad-o?
And you're quite tall, so this would take a while.
Did he plan that by any chance?
He might have.
19-year-old, I don't know.
Were you wearing a skirt?
See, that's where I was going with that.
Someone drove past.
No, lucky I was wearing jeans at night, thank God. I've seen you. Tanya, what else have you done that's...
of interest.
Well,
don't be shy. Come
I'm
on,
in a car door. We're all bored already.
After I broke up with a girl, it was Valentine's Day a few days later, and I still sent flowers, and it was like a $60 bunch of roses. And because I was upset, I didn't even write on the card, so it was just an empty card.
Oh. It's all about the money with you. I love how you mentioned the cost.
Well,
I
mentioned
the
cost for you because I wanted to tell you that cost of the flowers was the same as the room in the hostel.
Get this, guys. There was this one time where I had this serious crush on this guy. This was back in the 90s.
Mm.
And basically, I was so infatuated with this person. I wouldn't call it love, but I did say to this person, and this is something I would never say. My friends would be absolutely aghast to hear me say this. But I said, I will not get over you until you get under me. I don't know if that's going to, like, going in the other direction where you're just going a bit vulgar. No?
Yeah, I don't know.
Depends on the situation, I think.
But you freaked Aaron out.
Could you use that? Is that like a technique, I suppose, you could use, like, to kind of, if you know, it's only a one-sided affection, could you just, like, kind of just jump the person to get over them, or?
I wouldn't, personally.
If you both had a couple of drinks, I might be surprised if that happened, but I don't know.
Yeah, I wouldn't. That's not my technique.
No, me either.
So I guess we need to ask our listeners, what have you done for love? What is the crazy thing that you've done for love? You can give us an SMS, 0427-JOY949, or an email on air at joy.org.au. And for you crazy social media socialites out there, you can also add us on our Facebook page. Just go to joy.org.au/singlelife. Scroll down and click on the Like Us on Facebook button. It's awesome. You'll love it.
I love it. Well, now, we've got a few more SMSs in. Oh, Johnny.
Oh, Johnny says, Lemon.
Michelle, you've got a wickedly sexy voice. Johnny, I know what you're doing, Johnny. I know that you want to come in here and be my co-host. That's why you're saying those things.
You're just buttering her up. I know what you're up to, Johnny. I do it all the time. It's the roller coaster that is our relationship.
Love it. Megan's also said it's not her story is not dating related, but I showed up to my nursing placement a week early, wondering why no one was around.
Megan, this is a dating show.
Megan,
it's not employment. Plus,
yeah. Well, you definitely would not suit going out on a date with Tanya because Megan turns up early, Tanya's late.
Hey, all I can say is if girls didn't keep texting me, then I would be on time.
Perfect.
When I'm trying to get ready.
Well, we're talking about the things you do for love on Joy 94.9. So remember, SMS 0427-JOY949 if you've got a story.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Oh, and welcome back to The Single Life, where we're talking about the crazy things one does for love. So we've had a few more SMSs in. Let's have a read.
Let's go for it.
Johnny Lemon says, maybe he did get lucky and the bird poop stopped him from hooking up with me, therefore he dodged a bullet. Ha ha, sigh. He had bad breath anyway.
Sigh.
I love the bitterness.
There seems to be a lot of discussion about bird poop tonight.
Let's move away from bird poop. There's a lot of bitterness out there as well. A lot of bitter people. No. They've done some great things for love and then they've just been rejected.
Yeah, I want to hear like a good story. I want to hear like something positive.
Well, we heard Aaron's story, which was positive.
Yeah,
well, thank you.
I want to hear
Tanya's
more,
Tanya's was a bit depressing.
Well, usually I'm about to do something amazing and then it ends.
What would you do then? What's something amazing that you do?
Oh, I don't know. I start getting all these romantic ideas and, you know, where we can go and what we can do, like, and then it just never eventuates because it ends the next day.
It's not meant to be, that's why.
No more days.
It's a sign from the universe.
Yeah.
John, what's something romantic that you do for Pete?
Oh, well, I can't really talk about the love lock, can I, again? That was pretty romantic, I've got to say. Sticking a symbol of your love on a bridge in the form of a padlock that I painted myself. That's hugely romantic.
So that's like a new thing in Melbourne at the moment.
Where,
just in case you didn't know.
Yeah.
It's on a bridge near South Bank.
Yeah, it's the Yarra Foot Bridge. It's just a big thing. There's hundreds of locks there.
The bridge. You can see Aaron's mind's ticking over.
Well, I just thought about the one that was over in Paris that everybody knows about.
Yeah.
But if there's one here, hello.
Yeah, okay. They do it here now.
I'll be doing that.
We're trying to be Parisian.
The bridge might collapse eventually from the weight.
Into the Yarra of all things.
I'll tell you this, though. One thing that I'll consider doing in the future for love, I am going to compromise the drought. I'm going to compromise my drought on cooking at home. I'm going to go into my kitchen and I'm going to bake a cake.
Whoa. John's gone all Nigella Lawson on us.
Yeah, I'll be calling the fire department then.
With sprinkles.
Ooh. Hello.
And I'm sure you put it on Facebook for us all to see, aren't you?
It's a cake selfie.
It's a it's a constant stream of food and faces.
Oh, sounds amazing. The crazy things we do for love.
I'm going to throw this question back on you, MDK. What's the craziest thing you've done for love? Don't just sit there and think. Come on.
I don't think I've ever done... I've done some crazy things, but not for love.
Have you put up a padlock, or did you padlock someone to the bed? What happened?
Oh, that's
neither
filthy.
Of those. Neither of those. I don't know, but I'm a bit of a romantic. So, like, if I do... I do stupid, crazy, funny things. Like, I like to play practical jokes and things like that.
Such as?
Well, say, so... someone that I was seeing was overseas, and before they came back, I broke into their apartment and just...
Hang on. We don't condone that sort of activity. You're from Frankston, right?
In a romantic way.
In a romantic way. I didn't break in and steal things.
How do you break in romantically, though?
Yeah, exactly.
I had romantic notions when I broke in.
Were you dressed as a Cupid?
No, I broke in. I broke into the apartment and put like little post-it notes and things up. And left gifts. Like,
sounds a bit serial killer.
What were on the notes?
I'll be right back.
All I can think of written on the notes is, I smelled your sock drawer.
Just like cute post-it notes. Oh, see, I can't do anything right. Cute post-it notes.
Now you know how it feels to be me.
Romantic things.
Such as what?
Romantic things.
Come on, just say it.
I get all embarrassed and
the
stuff.
The way you fold your shirts is very cute.
Were they actually nice? What?
Okay.
You know, there were nice things that I wrote. I'm not always mean.
Okay.
Come across as being this hard-ass woman, but I'm not. Sometimes I could be nice too.
Yep. While you're breaking in.
Yeah. You don't want to give us one note? Just one?
So post-it note.
You've got to keep some things to yourself, don't you?
Do you know one thing that actually reminded me of a thing that... my brother-in-law's sister had happened to her.
Yeah.
So her and her fiancé were out on a long weekend away, and their friends romantically or like friendly broke into their house and filled them with origami. Like they folded up like hundreds of these origami swans, and they just hid them all over the house.
That would be funny.
And so they're still finding them years later today, like hidden around the house. Like I think they found one in their Weet-Bix drawer.
That's effort.
I think they found like one up on top of a rafter, and they've actually what they've done because it's such a kind gesture. They've actually kept. Like all the origami in this vase, like as a kind of a decorative thing. It's
memories.
So romantic.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Well, we've just had an SMS in from Nick who says, I took a week off work to paint my boyfriend's apartment. Oh my God.
That's sweet.
No, that sounds like slave labor.
Nick, next time I need some home renovations, can I give you a call?
And actually, come to think of that, I did go gardening at Pete's house this weekend, and I wonder if that was like kind of the same thing. I did like.
Were you bored? Is that why you did the gardening? Or?
No, I was doing it for the company. I wanted to be out in the garden with him, but maybe he was just in it for the free labor. Nah, I'm just joking.
He loves you because you do his gardening.
Mm. I text him from Susan. She says the padlock thing is everywhere in Europe. I saw a lot in Prague.
It's become an international thing.
A phenomenon.
We haven't just stolen off Paris, we've stolen off Europe. Melbourne, stop copying. Oh, guys, that's another show.
Yeah.
Come to an end.
It's a wrap.
What happens? The night just goes so quickly.
Do you know what? You just don't shut up. And we don't play our songs.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I'll be in silence next week.
And can I say that Tanya girl, she just carries on. Like, I don't know.
No,
she just goes on and on.
And next week, I'm going to leave sticky notes all over the studio.
That's cute. Try it. Leave a post-it note for someone in a random place, like on their fridge door, in their fridge on top of their food.
You know what? That's such a good idea.
I know.
I'm gonna do this.
See? Mm-hmm.
So
it is. I think it's not stalker-like.
That's our mission.
It's cute.
I think we need to throw out a mission to the people listening tonight. Write something nice on a post-it note. And just randomly stick it somewhere.
Feel free to send us Facebook pics as well.
Yeah,
of your little post-it notes.
I want to see the best picture of a nice post-it note.
I'll tell you
stuck
what, it'll
somewhere.
Be mine. I can guarantee it.
Oh, you know what? You got tickets, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
Give our listeners some credit.
I've got post-it notes on myself. I just want to say a big thank you for Aaron for coming in and sharing your story all the way from Canada.
Thank you very much for having me. It's good. It's a lot of fun.
I reckon we should have Aaron back again soon.
Oh, I wouldn't mind that at all.
Oh.
Because yeah, he's actually in a relationship. He's actually successful.
So. Yeah, so he can give some dating tips. Because John's is kind of fresh, so he's got no tips.
That's a nice way of calling me shit. I mean,
no,
crap.
No. I'm saying your relationship is fresh, so you haven't really got tips.
Okay.
And tidbits for people.
Just padlocks.
Just padlocks. Had a lock up, Pete. Well, everyone, please join us again next Tuesday night, 10 p.m. Don't want to sound desperate, but please join in and listen to The Single Life.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.